The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints plans its general women's meeting tomorrow, a week before its twice-a-year general conference. In the past, church leaders held church-wide meetings for its auxiliary organizations, the Relief Society, Primary, and Young Women. These have been combined into a single meeting in the conference center that will be broadcast worldwide by internet and satellite. A member of the church's first presidency will speak, as well as the women who lead the auxiliary organizations. There will also be a silent statement by women who seek ordination to the LDS priesthood, which has only been open to males. They'll be wearing purple to show their support for the idea. Lori Winder, a longtime Mormon feminist who is part of the group Ordain Women, says they are not looking for a confrontation with church leaders.
We don't see it as a confrontation or a demonstration. We see it as as faithful Mormon women asking for more light and knowledge on the issue of women's ordination.
Andra Lynn Connolly is a 26-year-old Latter-day Saint who is not planning to wear purple. She says the plan was discussed in her Ward Relief Society meeting last Sunday.
There's a part of me that can kind of understand where those women are coming from, but personally I have never felt in any way unequal to the brethren in the church who do hold the priesthood.
Church spokesperson Cody Craner had no comment on the plan to wear purple to the women's meeting, other than to say, quote, "I would never presume to tell a woman what color to wear," end quote. Dan Bomas, KUER News.